Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice Series. When the Sri De'esh, Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Rabbinical Seminary in Berlin, came to visit Rabbi Chaim Eliezer Grudzinski, Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla, the great Rav in Vilna. It happens to be it was on Sukkot. One time he visited Rabbi Chaim Eliezer on Sukkot, and Rabbi Chaim Eliezer was old, he was ill, he was frail, he wasn't feeling good, and he told the Sri De'esh, okay, fine, here's something to eat, go downstairs, go eat in the Sukkah. I'm sick, I'm old, I'm pater, I'm exempt from eating in the sukkah, but you're obligated and therefore go down to the sukkah to eat. So now that halacha, that a chola is pater from a sukkah, is explicit in the Mishnah in yesterday's daf, sukkah daf chav heyom and alf, and again the Gemara in today's daf expands on this halacha, tana rabbanon, in the middle of chavav amud alef, tana rabbanon, chola sha'amru, this idea that an ill person, someone who's sick, is exempt from sitting in a sukkah. We're not even talking about someone who has a concern of a sakana for his life. Even if there's no danger to his life, he has a problem with his eyes, he has a headache, he's going to be exempt from sitting in the sukkah. Now, it doesn't just mean someone has a simple headache, you're going to be exempt from the sukkah. What's the rationale? Why would someone who's ill be exempt from sitting in a sukkah? As the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mishum Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Teshvuke ain't a duru, you have to dwell in the sukkah as if you would dwell in your home, Vim Hayalo Zecholi Kol Hashan, if you would have this illness throughout the year, Lehoyo Yoshev Besadavka, you would leave your home because of this nuzitz, because of the bother of being ill. You would go somewhere else that it would ease your symptoms. Therefore, if by leaving your sukkah it's going to help you feel better, the halacha is you're going to be exempt from sitting in the sukkah. Now, the Sri De'esh went downstairs and he was sitting inside the sukkah eating. And then 2 minutes later, Rabbi Chaim Eliezer came into the sukkah. So the Sri De'esh is obviously surprised. Like, what happened? You just told me you're able to eat inside because you're a chola, so why are you coming into the sukkah? So explain to Rabbi Chaim Eliezer, en chanami, true. If we're discussing the halachas of sukkah, whether I'm obligated to sit in the sukkah because of mitzvah sukkah, I don't need to sit in the sukkah. A chola is pater. But there's another halacha. There's a mitzvah of hachnasas archim. You came to visit me. There's no din, there's no halacha that a mitzvah, that a chola is exempt from the mitzvah of hachnasas archim. You came to visit me. I want to welcome you. I want to sit in the sukkah together with you. Now, I know this is a true story. Why do I know this is a true story? Because Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach discusses this story. So I could trust Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he asks the question. He doesn't resolve the question, but he asks, when Rav Chaim Eliezer would go inside the sukkah and sit in the sukkah and eat in the sukkah, would he make a bracha? He's exempt. He's exempt mitzad mitzvah sukkah. Because of this mitzvah sukkah, he was exempt because he is a chola. But he was obligated, apparently, because of Achnasas Archim. So he's required to sit in the sukkah now. Is he allowed to make the bracha, or is he obligated? Is he supposed to make the bracha of Al Yeshiva Sukkah? And Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't come to a resolution to this question, but at least we get some confirmation that the story actually happened. Have a wonderful day.